Hello, friends, and welcome to day number 123 of Bible in a Year with Pastor Steve. It's so good to have you here with us this Wednesday, June the 19th. Today we'll be reading from Job 24 to 31, Psalm number 123, and Proverb number 30. But by way of this podcast, I'll be reading Proverb 30 using the web translation of the Bible. That's the World English Bible. But feel free to use whatever Bible you have on hand. If you're in need of the Bible in a Year reading plan, click the link that's in the show notes and you'll be brought to a page where you can print or download it. As mentioned earlier in this week, friends, over the next couple of weeks, I will be traveling pretty extensively, so these podcasts will be shorter than usual, and a lot of the times I'll be pulling from the Psalms and the Proverbs, but be sure to keep up on the reading on your own. I'm rooting for you, praying for you, and know that you all will draw closer to God as you draw closer to Him in this holy habit of reading Scripture each day. Well, friends, without further ado, let's jump into God's Word together. Proverb 30. The words of Agur, the son of Jekah, the revelation. The man says to Ithiel and Ukal, "Surely I am the most ignorant man, and don't have a man's understanding. I have not learned wisdom, neither do I have the knowledge of the Holy One, who has ascended up into heaven and descended, who has gathered the winds in his fists, who has bound the waters in his garment, who has established all the ends of the earth. What is his name, and what is his son's name, if you know? Every word of God is flawless. He is a shield to those who take refuge in him. Don't you add to his words, lest he reprove you, and you be found a liar. Two things I have asked of you. Don't deny me before I die. Remove far from me the falsehood and lies. Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with the food that is needful for me, lest I be full, deny you, and say, 'Who is Yahweh?' Or lest I be poor and steal, and so dishonor the name of my God. Don't slander a servant to his master, lest he curse you, and you be held guilty. There is a generation that curses their father and doesn't bless their mother. There is a generation that is pure in their own eyes, yet are not washed from their filthiness. There is a generation, oh, how lofty are their eyes, their eyelids are lifted up. There is a generation whose teeth are like swords, and their jaws like knives, to devour the poor from the earth and the needy from among men. The leech has two daughters, give and give. There are three things that are never satisfied, four that don't say enough. Sheol, the barren womb, the earth that is not satisfied with water, and the fire that doesn't say enough. The eye that mocks at his father and scorns obedience to his mother, the ravens of the valley shall pick it out. The young eagles shall eat it. There are three things which are too amazing for me, four which I don't understand. The way of an eagle in the air, the way of a serpent on a rock, the way of a ship in the middle of the sea, and the way of a man with a maiden. So is the way of an adulterous woman. She eats and wipes her mouth and says, 'I have done nothing wrong.' For three things the earth trembles, and under four it can't bear up. For a servant when he is king, a fool when he is filled with food, for an unloved woman when she is married, and a servant who is heir to her mistress. There are four things which are little on the earth, but they are exceedingly wise. The ants are not a strong people, yet they provide their food in the summer. The hyraxes are but a feeble folk, yet make their houses in the rocks. The locusts have no king, yet they advance in ranks. You can catch a lizard with your hands, yet it is in kings' palaces. There are three things which are stately in their march, four which are stately in going. The lion, which is mightiest among animals and doesn't turn away for any. The greyhound, the male goat, and the king against whom there is no rising up. If you have done foolishly in lifting up yourself, or if you have thought evil, put your hand over your mouth. For as the churning of milk produces butter, and the wringing of the nose produces blood, so the forcing of wrath produces strife. Gracious God, we give you thanks for this time together. We ask that you send forth your Holy Spirit to illuminate these words, that we might gain understanding, that you might move amongst us, and we might discern your movement, so that we might follow you where you are leading. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, friends, yet again, we have another proverb that is chock full of such nuggets of wisdom. But I especially love how the proverb starts out with an admission that we don't exactly have understanding, that we have not truly attained wisdom. We may be on the path to gaining that wisdom and understanding, but we are still sojourners. We are travelers along the way, and we are submitting ourselves under God's leadership to lead us into wisdom and to understanding. Verse 4 is a proper way to ground ourselves in knowing that we are not God. We don't know everything. We weren't there when God created. The psalmist says, "Who has ascended up into heaven and descended? Who has gathered the wind in his fists? Who has bound the waters in his garment? Who has established all the ends of the earth? What is his name? And what is his son's name, if you know?" It is truly only Jesus who has descended from heaven and has ascended into heaven. It is Jesus who has become flesh amongst us to reveal what God is like, the fullest of revelation, even over the holy inspired word that we have in the Bible. Remember, Jesus says, "You've heard that it was said, but I say to you." God came in the person of Jesus to truly reveal God's self to humanity. And we need to realize that God is the true source of wisdom. We don't have it completely or perfectly, and that we need to continually align ourselves under God's leadership so that we might grow in holiness to become more and more like God. So friends, as you go about your day today and maybe throughout the rest of the week, I invite you to take a holy pause, a time to reflect on the decisions that you might have made that you relied on your own wisdom, and determine whether or not those worked out in the way that you thought, or would it have been better if you had invited God into the scenario with you to provide you wisdom or discernment. Sometimes that comes through reading the scripture, through meditating, or inviting a holy council of people that you trust, who trust God, and that can help guide your decisions. Think about how you can continually align yourselves with these types of people and practices so that you might gain that wisdom and understanding more and more each day. Friends, I hope you enjoyed this time together today, and I look forward to seeing you again tomorrow. God bless.